When are we going back to the moon? Are jalapeno chips good? And what's in store for this new year? Well, I talk about all that and more on this episode of The Toddcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Toddcast. As always, I am your host, Todd McManus, and this is the first episode of the new year of 2024. Happy New Year to everyone out there listening. It is officially 2024, and this is the good old episode 209 as we are going into this new year, with this premiering on January 6th, of course. And with that being said, after saying a Happy New Year once again to everyone out there for the new year of 2024, hope all of you had a great 2023 and now an even better 2024. First off, I want to go ahead and give y'all an update on what I've been talking about for the past few weeks now, is that starting next week, new episodes of the Toddcast will premiere every week on Friday. So every Friday at 7 a.m. Central Time will be a new episode of the Toddcast on podcast providers, of course. And next week, being episode 210, premiering on January the 12th, we will be celebrating the four-year anniversary celebration. Will be taking place next week on episode 210 on Friday, January the 12th. It'll be a big celebration, the first ever episode that actually doesn't premiere on a Saturday. So that's even a big deal in itself. We're also celebrating 4 years of this podcast, of being around and entertaining the masses of all of you great, wonderful people that are listening. So that is the update. Just make sure y'all remember that you don't want to get behind. I mean, if you listen on Saturdays or through the weekend or the following week, then you'll be fine, of course. But if you want to listen to it a day early, now everyone can, because it will be available on every Friday going forward at 7 a.m. Central Time. So make sure you tune in next week, because it is going to be a big celebration. So going into some news here, not a lot going on right now, but I did want to mention something real quick about SpaceX, the Elon Musk company, about getting us back to the moon and all of that. So SpaceX recently had another launch, and I think it was a month ago, maybe. Let's see. Let's go to their website. They have a bunch of Starlink different launches. They had their second flight test of Starship back on November the 18th of 2023. And they launched a bunch of different more Starlink. But apparently this year, here, let's look up space launch to the moon. SpaceX, as part of, I guess, it might just be NASA then, the NASA Artemis missions, that as they had the Apollo missions way back in the 60s, now they're having the Artemis missions, which will go to the moon, Mars, and beyond. They're going to be sending people back to the moon. On November 16, 2022 was when they successfully launched as part of the Artemis 1 mission. And it's going to go around the first crewed test since the Apollo. We'll go into space. They're going to shoot all the way around Earth, go to the moon, and then come back to Earth. So they are just waiting, I guess. It doesn't even tell me when this is going to happen. What day is this happening on? I don't know what day this is happening on, but that's all I know right now, is that these missions is going to happen, hopefully I would assume this year, but I don't exactly know for sure, you know. But apparently that's going to be happening this year that I'm excited about, is that we are actually going to be going back to the moon this year. And here, let's see, NASA Artemis. We'll go to NASA's official website because they'll hopefully tell me something. I don't even know. Is Artemis going to the moon? Yes, I know that they are. Anyway, with all of that bickering and everything out of the way, the NASA company, of course, that, you know, sends rockets to the moon, all that kind of stuff, they're going back to the moon, hopefully soon, and they're gonna doing the same thing they did in the 60s when they did with the Apollo missions, but they're going to be doing it with Artemis. So, with that, we're finally, you know, going back. We're finally going to learn more. We're going to do more tests. We're going to, you know, actually have people step back onto the moon. So, it will be happening in 2024, the first crewed mission. Apparently, they do not have a specific date set from what I'm reading. So, all of that was for nothing. But anyway, they will be having a crewed mission, which means it'll actually have real living people in the rocket going to the moon. And I'm looking very much forward to that because I think that'll be a good thing that it will be happening. And it will be a great, you know, step forward in humanity and technology and discovering more that is out there to see, you know, eventually, is there living beings out there, and figuring out, are there? So I'm excited about what's going to be happening with all of that, with the NASA Artemis missions. Of course, Elon Musk owning SpaceX is trying to get people to the moon and set up a moon base and all that kind of stuff as well. So I look forward to all of that and everything that they're doing. So, yeah. But other than that, I don't really have much other news as of right now. So, with all that out of the way, we're going to go into some questions that I have to start the year off right. We got two questions here from you listeners, and we're going to go ahead and dive into those. The first question we have here is, do you have any New Year's resolutions for 2024? New Year's resolutions for 2024. I would have to say, I mean, not really. I haven't really thought about it, to be honest with you. For 2024, for this new year, do I have any new resolutions? Not particularly, really. I mean, everybody kind of has the basic mindset when they go into every new year, I feel like. That's the situation, is that everybody, you know, has the feeling of, okay, I want to work out this year, or I'm going to, you know, go on a diet and eat healthier this year, you know. I mean, I think that's the basics for everybody, but, you know, if there's any specifics, you know, that you have, that's kind of more of your own thing, of course. But I would probably say, I mean, I guess I would have to just say the same basics as well of, you know, walking more, you know, that, and walking is, you know, pretty basic, but doing that makes you lose weight and you get more active and it's good for your heart and your body and everything. So doing that and probably trying to eat healthier, because, like, I could eat healthy meals. The problem for me is the snacking. Of, you know, I want to go buy a Kit Kat, or I want to go, you know, eat a big old bag of chips in one sitting while I'm watching Shark Tank. So that's, you know, my problem with that, is just trying to will myself into eating actually good, healthy things that I could have as like a snack during the day or throughout the day that will actually be beneficial to me. So that's my problem that I have to experience and go through. But my wife is helping with that, and we're both learning as we're going through, of course, and we're trying to, you know, get more healthy, and we're both trying to exercise more with the walking and all that kind of stuff. So, but learning that and growing through all of that, and, you know, going through life, learning all of these things is being beneficial, so we both have long-lasting lives, of course. But But yeah, I think that's basically the main thing that I can really say is that of wanting to eat healthier and do a little bit more exercise. I don't really have any, you know, specific New Year's resolution for this new year other than those two, basically. So, the next question we have is, do you have any trips planned for this new year? I don't know. I know that we have one trip for sure planned this year. I know that, you know, I'm recording this a few days before it actually is posted. But I know that, I think it's soon in this month of January 2024, that there's a wedding going to happen soon for somebody that I've known for a while that I think we might end up going to later in the month. That is still in Louisiana, but it's a good, you know, I think a 2-hour drive from us, so may end up doing that. But like a trip where we stay the night somewhere, all I know is that we'll have one that we're planning, because for those of you who know, or you don't know, me and my wife, we didn't take a honeymoon. We came back home and I went to work the day after we got back home. I went back to work and wanted to work a little while before we went to another trip. But I do think we plan on going to the beach, I want to say, is what our final decision was. There were some different places that we talked about because, you know, I mean, we're okay with, like, seeing, I'm going to say this, and this is going to sound weird at first, but we're both okay with, you know, seeing nature and going to, like, a nature place or something like that. Like, I'm okay, and I do want eventually, at least once in my life, see the Grand Canyon. But it's probably one of those places that after I see it once, I don't think it's going to change if I go a year or two later. So I'll go to the Grand Canyon once. I'll go see, you know, a big mountain range once. But anything that's nature specific like that, or seeing like Mount Rushmore or the Eiffel Tower, you know, I'll go and see all that once. But there's not really any other reason to go see that unless you have, like, kids and you're going to go let them see it, or you're going with family members and they haven't seen it. Like, then that's fine. But, like, just me and my wife, I don't really see the benefit or, like, the point of going to see something like that more than once, particularly, because it's something that doesn't change. Then why go see it again, you know? And I understand if people really like it and they love the history behind that, or like with the Grand Canyon or Mount Rushmore, or even the Statue of Liberty. Like, if you go to New York multiple times, are you going to the Statue of Liberty every time? Or are you just going to, you know, go by and see that it's over there on its island and be like, hey, there it is, and then just keep on going, you know? Like, I would go visit the Statue of Liberty once, but after seeing it once, I'm probably just going to go to other stuff in New York than do that. And same way with the Eiffel Tower in France, you know. So, because my what I like to go see, like, if you go to the beach, you know, all beaches, they're all the same and they're all not the same at the same time. Because, you know, some have clearer water, some have better, cleaner beaches, you know. So, like, if you're going to Gulf Shores versus some beach down in Florida, you know, they're different, because the water, like I said, the water can be different, the beach can be different, there can be more or less people at each one. But going someplace for just a specific thing, specific monument, specific piece of nature that doesn't change is, you know, it's a one and done situation for me for that kind of stuff and those kinds of places. So, like, for me, like, going to, like I'm not a gambling person, but going to Las Vegas sounds like a fun trip to me, because, one, you know, I'm not interested in any of the gambling, but I want to go for, like, the food. I want to go for seeing different things, you know, or if you're going to go see a show somewhere, you know, a show that may not be there anymore, or going to see, you know, a concert or something like that. I'm not big into concerts, but if it's a band I like, excuse me, if it's a band I like, then I'll be interested in going, you know. But that's kind of my, you know, standard of choosing places, you know, like different places that I would vacation at are probably like maybe Gulf Shores, Dallas, Vegas. I would go to California once to see the Hollywood sign and then get out, or try in and out and then get out of the state. Where else? There's a couple other places, and like, yeah, I've never seen the Grand Canyon. I've never seen Mount Rushmore. I've never seen the Statue of Liberty. But seeing those monuments, really, like seeing those, you know, great, powerful pieces, like the Grand Canyon is nature and Mount Rushmore is man-made. Seeing those things in person is probably, you know, wowing because of how big they are and how, you know, they're, you know, massive compared to what you just see on a picture. And experiencing that at least once is something that I would do, but I don't think it would pop up as an idea for me to go again, because like I said, experiencing it more than one time, going back a second or a third or a fourth time, isn't going to be as good as it was when you experienced it the first time, because you can't bring that magic moment of when you saw it the first time. You can't bring that back, you know. And, you know, there are people that frequent places for vacations all the time. If you go to a place that you really like and it's the same, you know, town or city that you like to go, and there are different things to do, then, you know, good for you. You know, you found a place that you like, and if you're able to, you know, acclimate and, you know, be able to enjoy yourself at the same place over and over again, you know, that's good on you, you know. That's just not for me, really. Once I have experienced it once, and if there's multiple things, then I might go a second or third time, but after a third time, it's going to be really hard to be able to pick a place that, if it doesn't have any specific reason that I am going, if there's like no family that lives there, if there's, you know, nothing to do with work and I'm just going for vacation only, it's going to be hard for me to try to get a repeat place for me to go unless I really like it and it's just a great vacation destination. Like if I like going to the beach and I like, you know, seafood and all that kind of stuff, and then Hawaii might be a good place for me to go frequently. But yeah, so like I've never been on a cruise either, and I assume that all cruises are, of course, not the same. But if I can go to on a cruise to the Caribbean, then that might be a place for me to go as well and try that out and see how it is. So, but yeah. But to answer your question about having any trips planned this year, as of now, we only have one, which will be our honeymoon trip in around April or May. And that's, you know, the only trip that I have planned this year. But if I could, I'd plan more. But stuff is expensive nowadays. It's very expensive to try to do literally anything in the world. So, yeah. So, thank you for your questions. And if you have any question, the link down in the description will take you to my YouTube channel. Click or tap on that, and it'll take you there. And on one of the videos, you can put down in the comments section your question, your food or drink item suggestion that you would like for me to review on a future episode as well. And speaking of that, we have got the first food items for me to review of the new 2024 new year. I have got two different bags of chips. So we've got actually the same brand. I wanted to make sure I got the same brand when I got these. And I don't think I've had either of these. And I've definitely not had one of these. So I have got Cape Cod chips. And, you know, I've heard good things about Cape Cod. I've heard that they, you know, it's a good chip brand. I myself have actually had a few bags of Cape Cod chips in my lifetime. I remember Jaron, who is a frequent guest and a good friend of mine. I remember going on a vacation with him, actually, to Corpus Christi, Texas, back in 2019, and with me, him, and an unnamed friend, we all went to Corpus Christi, and I remember chowing down on many bags of salt and pepper Cape Cod chips. They were really good. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the first bag here. The first bag of Cape Cod chips we have is, well, this bag is less than half full, apparently. So this bag of Cape Cod chips is salt or sea salt and vinegar. So let's go ahead and give them a try. Sea salt and vinegar. Smells really good. I'm going to go ahead and try the chip. Okay. Oh, man. Very vinegary. Very vinegary. Good, though. Very salty. Very salty, very vinegary. But that's what makes them so good. I apologize for my crunching, if you can hear any crunching, because they are some crunchy chips. Cape Cod salt and vinegar. It's a lot of salt on each chip, a lot of vinegar. Like, these things are soaked in vinegar. It's a wonder they're just not dripping with it. I would put sea salt and vinegar on the scale from 0 to 100 with no decimals. I'd give it a solid... I'd give it an 80. Those are good chips. I would eat those again. I'd go out. If I saw them, I might buy them again. Great quality chip. It's a really good chip, I gotta say. Now, the next flavor of chips is a flavor that I think I'm not gonna like. Because the next flavor is sweet and spicy jalapeno. Go ahead and pop this bag open. So, that is a strong jalapeno smell. Man, that is a strong smell there. I want to gag from how bad that smells. For those of you who don't know, I am not a fan of jalapenos. You know, I like some okay spiciness to food, but I am not a jalapeno person. I do not think they... it's not that they're hot. I just don't think they taste good. I just do not like the flavor of a jalapeno. So, you know I'm not going to like these. But, I got to do my due diligence. I don't want a big chip. I got to do my due diligence of giving y'all an honest feedback on these chips. So, Cape Cod, sweet and spicy jalapeno. Let's go ahead and give it a try. Oh. Oh, man. Oh. I don't have anything to drink. I need a vinegar. Give me the sea salt vinegar chip stat. Oh. Oh. Save me. Oh. Oh, save me, sea salt and vinegar, please. Ugh. Why did I not bring a drink? Oh, I'm gonna die. Ugh. Ooh. Oh. Thank goodness. All right, well. Whew, after taking a minute to breathe for a second there. If you couldn't tell, I don't really like them. I don't bond with these sweet and spicy jalapeno chips. So, on the scale of 0 to 100 with no decimals, oh, they're too spicy. It's got a good crunch, but that's all it's got going for it. It's still burning the inside of my throat. And I'd have no drink in here at the moment. So I'm having to eat the sea salt and vinegar to soothe my mouth. So, sweet and spicy jalapeno, just get a flat out 25. Because it's not good. It's too spicy. It don't even taste good at all. So... yeah, it's not good at all. So I don't recommend these. But if you like chips that have no flavor and that are just going to burn your mouth, then get the sweet and spicy jalapeno Cape Cod chips, because they're bad. and you should just get them because if that's your thing.
So. But they're not my thing.
They shoot on vinegar, though, are really good. So, with that, the sweet and spicy jalapeno are sitting at a very low 25, and the sea salt and vinegar are at a high 80. So that's how it stands, and that's about the realest of real you can get, because that sweet and spicy jalapeno, those chips deserve to die. So, sea salt and vinegar all the way. Those are some great tasting chips. Make sure you grab a bag of those next time you're at a local gas station. So, with all that being said, I actually think that's going to do it for this week. If you have a suggestion that you would like for me to review or a question, please submit your questions down below in the comments section over on my YouTube channel. Since next week is the big 4-year anniversary celebration, as well as new episodes starting next week will premiere every Friday. So this episode is actually the end of an era, because this is the last episode as of now, unless it changes in the future. But as of right now, this is the last episode that will be premiering on a Saturday next week, January 12th, Friday at 7 a.m. Central Time, the first episode on Fridays, as well as the 4-year celebration. So, as always, please rate and subscribe. And if you're listening on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe. Click that bell to get notified when new videos are uploaded. And make sure you follow the Toddcast on Instagram for all your updates and Toddcast needs at @_Toddcast_. Make sure you tell your friends and family to give it a listen. And thank all of you once again for listening to this episode. And if you want to know what's going to happen next week on the 4-year anniversary celebration, well, you just got to tune in to find out. Only on the Toddcast.